We sat together on the edge of the bed. While I attacked the blueberry sour strings, she ran her hand through my hair and demanded to know everything I hadn't put in my letters. She didn't mention anything about my getting expelled. She didn't seem to care about that. But was I okay? Was her little boy doing all right? I told her she was smothering me and to lay off and all that, but secretly, I was really, really glad to see her. From the other room, Gabe yelled, "Hey, Sally, how about some bean dip, huh?" I gritted my teeth. My mom is the nicest lady in the world. She should have been married to a millionaire, not some jerk like Gabe. For her sake, I tried to sound upbeat about my last days at Yancey Academy. I told her I wasn't too down about the expulsion. I'd lasted almost the whole year this time. I'd made some new friends. I'd done pretty well in Latin. And honestly, the fights hadn't been as bad as the headmaster said. I liked Yancey Academy. I really had. I put such a good spin on the year, I almost convinced myself. I started choking up, thinking about Grover and Mr. Brunner. Even Nancy Bobofit suddenly didn't seem so bad. Until that trip to the museum. "What?" my mom asked. Her eyes tugged at my conscience, trying to pull out the secrets. "Did something scare you?" "No, Mom." I felt bad lying. I wanted to tell her about Mrs. Dodds and the three old ladies with the yarn, but I thought it would sound stupid. She pursed her lips. She knew I was holding back, but she didn't push me. "I have a surprise for you," she said. "We're going to the beach." My eyes widened. "Montauk? 3 nights, same cabin." "When?" She smiled. "As soon as I get changed." I couldn't believe it. My mom and I hadn't been to Montauk the last 2 summers because Gabe said there wasn't enough money. Gabe appeared in the doorway and growled, "Bean dip, Sally, didn't you hear me?" I wanted to punch him, but I met my mom's eyes and I understood she was offering me a deal. Be nice to Gabe for a little while, just until she was ready to leave for Montauk. Then we would get out of here. "I was on my way, honey," she told Gabe. "We were just talking about the trip." Gabe's eyes got small. "The trip? You mean you were serious about that?" "I knew it," I muttered. "He won't let us go." "Of course he will," my mom said evenly. "Your stepfather is just worried about money, that's all. Besides," she added, "Gabriel won't have to settle for bean dip. I'll make him enough 7-layer dip for the whole weekend. Guacamole, sour cream, the works." Gabe softened a bit. "So this money for your trip, it comes out of your clothes budget, right?" "Yes, honey," my mother said. "And you won't take my car anywhere but there and back." "We'll be very careful." Gabe scratched his double chin. "Maybe if you hurry with that 7-layer dip, and maybe if the kid apologizes for interrupting my poker game." "Maybe if I kick you in your soft spot," I thought, "and make you sing soprano for a week." But my mom's eyes warned me not to make him mad. Why did she put up with this guy? I wanted to scream. Why did she care what he thought? "I'm sorry," I muttered. "I'm really sorry I interrupted your incredibly important poker game. Please, go back to it right now." Gabe's eyes narrowed. His tiny brain was probably trying to detect sarcasm in my statement. "Yeah, whatever," he decided. He went back to his game. "Thank you, Percy," my mom said. "Once we get to Montauk, we'll talk more about whatever you've forgotten to tell me, okay?" For a moment, I thought I saw anxiety in her eyes. The same fear I'd seen in Grover during the bus ride, as if my mom, too, felt an odd chill in the air. But then her smile returned, and I figured I must have been mistaken. She ruffled my hair and went to make Gabe his 7-layer dip. An hour later, we were ready to leave. Gabe took a break from his poker game long enough to watch me lug my mom's bags to the car. He kept griping and groaning about losing her cooking, and more important, his 78 Camaro, for the whole weekend. "Not a scratch on this car, brain boy," he warned me as I loaded the last bag. Not one little scratch. Like I'd be the one driving. I was 12, but that didn't matter to Gabe. If a seagull so much as pooped on his paint job, he'd find a way to blame me. Watching him lumber back toward the apartment building, I got so mad I did something I can't explain. As Gabe reached the doorway, I made the hand gesture I'd seen Grover make on the bus, a sort of warding off evil gesture, a clawed hand over my heart, then a shoving movement toward Gabe. The screen door slammed shut so hard it whacked him in the butt and sent him flying up the staircase as if he'd been shot from a cannon. Maybe it was just the wind or some freak accident with the hinges, but I didn't stay long enough to find out. I got in the Camaro and told my mom to step on it.